Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. You know, if you get out there enough, do enough stuff, rather than just be behind the mic, you run into people that you never know when they're going to be in the center of the news. One of them is State Senator Joe Panaccio up there in North Jersey, who came all the way down to South Jersey for the Camden County Republicans. I sat next to him, gave a great speech talking about personal liberty, accountability, and all that, and Republican principles. Did not know he was a dentist. And then I see him, you know, up in the news here, and I'm thinking, what the heck is going on? Hundreds of medical people with him trying to break loose these, you know, any number of these drugs that we've been talking about that give hope and apparently are safe. They're being used for other things. Well, not in a place like New Jersey. Joe has even been talking with Eastern European countries about this. From New Jersey. Let's go to the state senator on Talk Radio 1210. State Senator, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Don.
Well, give us an idea since we last spoke. I don't remember now if it was last week or not. The number of medical people has increased, right, that are supportive because we're seeing some pretty good results with these drugs.
It's not only medical people, it's actually countries and even the FDA chimed in. Initially, we cited the report, one of many, but Dr. Raoult is a famous French infectious disease scientist. He had a small sampling, 30 people, but wonderful results. So he followed up with another sampling of 80 people, with the exception, I think, of one elderly person who they tried as a right to try because he was almost too far gone. The results were astounding also. Soon thereafter, the French government has allowed its minimum use as well as the FDA. But key word is minimum use. What we're espousing, what I had 70 doctors sign on for, and what you mentioned as far as the Eastern European research doctor actually contacting me and saying that this should be used not only as a treatment therapeutic, but should be used as a prophylactic measure. And we spoke about this briefly, Dom, not necessarily to stop the disease, but to make the effects of the disease so minimous and make the load of the viruses that the people carry so small that they can't communicate it to each other. So you, imagine if you can do that, you know, to a large populace, you can break the back of the pandemic and you can free these people from their isolation.
Yes, it's not just you. It's altruistic, too. You made a very, very layman-like case on that using taking away the medical term, Joe, and proving that the last time you were on. But this attorney general in New Jersey is just he's farther along than Murphy is even. And I have your email here about making this available. New Jersey didn't do what Michigan did, which pretty much outlawed it for this type of treatment. But what are they trying to do in Jersey?
Well, my understanding, they're restricting it because, quote, the doctors are hoarding the pills. Well, the doctors are on the front line of fighting this disease. So it makes sense to listen to the doctors. You mentioned I was a dentist. I wear three hats. One is my dental hat. I was trained in sciences, and I was a healthcare provider for 40 years. I'm retired now. Another one is the public policy hat that I have because I'm the state senator. But the hat that's been on my fat head for the last 65 years has been one of common sense. That, to me, is the most important thing that you could wear right now. So if you have these doctors that want to write these prescriptions for themselves and their patients and their loved ones who are up to date on the science, why not listen to them instead of fighting against them?
Well, the answer is again, and it's the Attorney General and Murphy, I believe, Joe, are authoritarian on this stuff. Some of it is, you know, where it's nanny state. They know better than you do, Joe, even though you're in the medical field and policy field in both and have a wide credibility. This guy doesn't have it, the Attorney General or Murphy. And the other thing is, Trump endorsed this, so they immediately say Trump doesn't believe in science. It's false hope. And they're going to be the arbiter. And, Joe, this reminds me so much of the right to try law, because I'm friends with one of the guys that helped get Trump's ear and really push this through. It is very, very similar to that informed consent. Let people make a decision.
Well, the whole thing doesn't make any sense as far as the directive. Here you are, you're willing to give it to the most sickest of patients only in the hospital under a doctor's supervision. But why wait for these patients to get sick? This doctor from Eastern European basically said if you give somebody a simple five-day course, it'll give them reasonable protection against the disease and minimize the course. That's basically what he said. 10 pills, 10 bucks, okay? Why would you not want to try something like that? Why would you want to wait for somebody to be awfully sick in a hospital to let them try this medication? Then afterwards they say, well, these patients, you know, half of them died. Well, yeah, well, you give it to the absolute worst. Once you give it to a broad spectrum of the patients, why don't you use it prophylactically and then do the head counting and figure out, you know, who it helps and who we should maybe be giving it to prophylactically. That way they don't get the disease.
Right. And that means, again, the very same people, when it comes to the right to life issue, tell us it's just the woman and her doctor. They don't want to give that right to people listening now and someone like you, Joe, and your doctor. And then the FDA is involved in this and saying it's okay. It still doesn't matter with these people. They must have control. And I'm wondering, we're seeing some pushback, Joe, in Pennsylvania now against some of the things that Wolf has done. The Republicans are finally rising. You're in a tougher place in New Jersey, though, and it does just seem that they want to micromanage everything, the governor particularly, and no time soon is he going to let up on this micromanaging.
Well, it's unfortunate because we have a Democrat Party led by this governor in this state, countrywide, quite frankly, that they espouse a bigger and more expansive government. Then once they get it, Dominic, they don't know what to do with it. Okay, and this is an example of where, quite frankly, they're letting the bureaucracy run the show. And the bureaucracy, if you know anything about bureaucracy, no free thought is required. The only thing that you have to do with a bureaucracy is just subordinate yourself to the level above you. Perfect example, the Army. So the state of New Jersey has the Department of Health. No free thinking there. They just punted and they said, well, the FDA says this and the FDA says that. Well, why bother having a state department of health? Why don't you just have a secretary that relays everything that the federal departments of health and the NIC and the CDC and all those tell you to do? It doesn't make any sense. So, yeah, you have the government, and then when you finally get to use it, you don't know what to do with it.
Exactly. What should people do that are interested in this, both in general terms, what should they say and what you advise with their doctor? And is there a website you've set up or where they can reach you, Joe?
Well, I always have my website on, you know, SenatorJoePiet.com. You're always welcome to address me there. But get a hold of your legislators, write letters, leave messages for the governor. Tell them that you want the right to try this drug. It's a safe and proven effective drug. That we've got to expand the thinking here right now. We never in our minds thought that we would be able to shut or should shut down an entire country and its economy. And yet, why does taking hydroxychloroquine as a preventative, why is that so far-fetched? Think of this. Hydroxychloroquine, it is a drug for malaria. So imagine if you're going to an infested area of malaria,
right.
You get the... Okay, and they tell you, you're going into an infested area of malaria. We know that you can take it prophylactically. That's a loading dose, but don't do that, okay? The only time you take this medicine is when you're really sick. Say, what, are you crazy?
Exactly.
I can take this as a prophylactic medicine, not get sick or minimize the effects of that sickness, and you tell me to wait till I get sick and I got to go to the hospital to take it. Who thinks of stuff like this?
Absolutely. Hey, Joe, keep in there pitching. It's an honor to have you on and to know you. And keep us in the loop. I mean, you're talking to Central Europe now. That's pretty impressive.
Well, again, I didn't contact them.
I know. I know.
I'm sorry.
That's good stuff. Hey, Joe, thank you. Thanks so much.
Thanks,
and we'll
Doc.
Be in touch. And please, anytime you'd like to come on, let us know.
Listen, stay safe, you and your audience.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.